ಪರಮಋಷಿಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಪರಮಋಷಿಭ್ಯ ಹರಿ ಓಂ ಅಂತರಾಯತಿಮಿರೂಪಶಾಂತಯೇ ಶಾಂತಪಾವನಮಚಿಂತ್ಯ ವೈಭವಂ ತನ್ನರಂ ವಪುಷಿ ಕುಂಜರಂ ಮುಖೇ ಮನ್ಮಹೇ ಕಿಮಪಿ ತುಂತಿಲಂ ಮಹಃ ಗುರುರ್ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಗುರುರ್ವಿಷ್ಣು ಗುರುರ್ದೇವೋ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಃ ಗುರುಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ ಈಶ್ವರೋ ಗುರುರಾತ್ಮೇತಿ ಮೂರ್ತಿಭೇದ ವಿಭಾಗಿನೀ ವ್ಯೋಮವದ್ವ್ಯಾಪ್ತದೇಹಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ ವಿರಲ್ಪೆರುಮೈ ಜ್ಞಾನತ್ತಾನ್ ವಿಂಜಿಯ ರಮಣ ಮೂರ್ತಿ மறுமை வீடுன்றும் எண்ணா மடமையேற்கருள் பாலித்து வெறுமையாயிற்று வீழும் ஐயனும் பொய் நானல்லா திறமது தெளிந்த தேவர்க்கு என்ன கைமாறுதானே அனைத்தையும் ஆன்மாவாக அறிவுறு ரமணமூர்த்தி தனை தினை அளவும் ஓரா தமிய நேர் கருணுள் கண் பாலித்து அனைத்தினும் பறந்து நின்ற அறிவே நானாய தன்மை இணைத்தென உணர்த்தும் ஈசர்க்கு என்ன கைமாறு தானே மடங்களே போல நோக்கும் மாண்புடை ரமணமூர்த்தி மடங்களே போல நோக்கும் மாண்புடை ரமணமூர்த்தி அடங்கிட எழுந்ததுள் அடங்கிட தெழுந்து துள்ளும் அகந்தையேற் கருக்கண் பாலித்து அடங்கலும் ஆக நின்ற அறிவே நானாகும் உண்மை இடங்கொள உணர்த்தும் ஈசர்க்கு என்ன கைமாறு தானே உன்னலா உண்மை ஞானத்து உரனுடை ரமணமூர்த்தி மன்னலா உடம்பு நானாய் மயங்கினேர் கருள்கண் சாத்தி பின்னமாம் அறிவு பேர்ந்தார் பிறங்கு பேர் அறிவே நானாம் என்னவே தெளித்த ஈஷர்க்கு என்ன கைமாறு தானே.
தீஸ் ஆர் ஃபியூ சாங்ஸ் from Ramana Sannidhi Murai of Muruganar Swami, where he is expressing his gratitude to Bhagavan. It is inexpressible. He says that Ramana Murti, that means Bhagavan Ramana, who has revealed the self to me, I cannot claim I am a deserving person. I was only an ordinary worldly person, but out of compassion he revealed himself to me. To that compassion, what can I give him back? There is nothing I can give him back. Say, enna kai maaru thaane, what can I exchange, what can I give for the great grace that he poured forth on me? So that is Muruganar Swami's song for the new year. We have to always have this. Shaya enna kaimaruthane, what can we give back to Bhagavan? Because we have got the greatest fortune that we didn't get for thousands of births. So shaya enna kaimaru, what can we give back? Nothing. We cannot do anything.
அருணாகலவரர்க்கேற்ற அக்ஷரமணமாலை சாற்ற கருணாக கரகணபதியே கரமருளி காப்பாயே அருணாச்சலிவ 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 அருணாச்சலா அருணாச்சலிவ அருணாச்சலிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல கெஞ்சியும் வஞ்சியாய் கொஞ்சமும் இறங்கிலை அஞ்சலென்றே அருள் அருணாச்சலா கேளாதளிக்குமுன் கேடில் புகழை கேடு செய்யாதருள் அருணாச்சல கையினிற்கனி உன்மெய்ரசம் கொண்டு வகை வெறி கொளவருள் அருணாச்சலா குடியிட்டடியரை கொல்லுனை கட்டி கொண்டெங்கன் வாழ்வேன் அருணாச்சல கோபமில் குணத்தோய் குறியாயனை கொள குறையன் செய்தேன் அருணாச்சலாம் கௌதமர் போற்றும் கருணை மாமலையே கடைக்கணித்தாழ்வாய் அருணாச்சல சகலமும் விழுங்கும் கதிரொளியினமன ஜலஜமலர்த்தீடருணாச்சலாம் சாப்பாடுன்னை சாந்துணவாயான் சாந்தமாய்ப்போவன் அருணாச்சல சித்தம் குளிரகதிரஸ்தம் வைத்தமுதவாயை திர அருண்மதி அருணாச்சலா சீரையழித்து நிர்வாணமாய் செய்தருள் சீரையழித்தருள் அருணாச்சல அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல
This song which of Muruganar which I sang there is describing Bhagavan அனைத்தையும் ஆன்மாவாக அறிவுறு ரமண மூர்த்தி பகவான் ஹூஇஸ் பகவான் ரமணம் ஹி லுக்ஸ் அட் எவ்ரி திங் அஸ் த ஆத்மன் எவ்ரி திங் அஸ் த செல்ஃப் பகவான் ஆஸ் இஸ் தேர் எனி திங் அதர் தேன் த செல்ஃப் ஸோ அனைத்தையும் ஆன்மாவாக அறிவுறும் ரமண மூர்த்தி அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் மை யோக்கியதா வாட் இஸ் மை கிரெடிட் தனை தினையளவும் ஓராது ஐ டு நாட் ஈவன் திங்க் அபவுட் ஹிம் ஈவன் எ சிங்கிள் மொமெண்ட் தனை தினையளவும் ஓராது தமியனேற்கு அருள் கண் பாலித்து த மொமெண்ட் பகவான் லுக்ட் அட் மீ அண்ணாமலை ரமணன் என்ன அது பாட்டு நீ காத்தால சொன்னேனே கண்ட நான் மெய்யே முருகனார் சே சாய் த மொமெண்ட் ஹீ லுக்ட் அட் மீ ட்ரூத் ஆர் த செல்ஃப் ஃப்ளாஷ்டு வித் மீ இட் ரிவீல்டு இட் செல்ஃப் வித் இன் மீ ஸோ ஆல்தோ ஐ டு நாட் டிசர்வ் அவுட் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் கம்பேஷன் அவுட் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் மெர்சி ஹீ லுக்ட் அட் மீ அண்ட் போர்டு ஃபோர்த் ஹிஸ் கிரேஸ் And that very moment, I realized the self. Anaitthinum parandhu nindra arive naanaya thanmai. And what was this realization? I was no more a localized entity. When I went to Bhagavan, I was a person. When I entered Bhagavan's presence, I was a person. I was an individual, centered in one place. But the moment Bhagavan looked at me, that individual was gone. It was like the bubble entering the ocean. Anaitthinum parandhinindra anmavaga. Arivena anaya tanmai. I was that all-pervading, boundless awareness. The moment he looked at me, I was the limitless awareness, divisionless awareness. And when I woke up, he said, that is you. No more identify with that old person. That which shined forth within you
நவ் தட் இஸ் யூ இணைத்தென உணர்த்தும் ஈஷர்க்கு என்ன கைமாறு தானே. When he gave me that knowledge, there that old person is no more, he is gone. Only that infinite being which revealed itself in Bhagavan's presence was truth. So Bhagavan first gave the taste of it experientially, and once you have that taste, then the masters thunderbolt descends on you, tattvamasi. What you have recognized within you, which is not this person, which is the infinite being, that is you. Identify with that. Tatra atmatvam dridhi kurvan ahamadishu santyajan. Shankaracharya says, tatra atmatvam dridhi kurvan. You have to identify with that. There you should have a firm identity, identification, that is me. And this ego, this ahankara is not me. Ahamadishu santyajan. Udasinatayateshu tishthet ghatapadativati. Even after that recognition, this ego will appear. The mind will be there, body will be there, world will be there. But you know that they are all like film appearing in a screen. The screen alone is real. So udasinatayateshu tishthet. You know that they are not real. You know that they are mere appearance. So no more you are deluded by them. So that great upakaram, the greatest help that can be rendered to a person is to give him this knowledge, this saving knowledge, which puts a stop to all this giant wheel business going round, round, round. I am always afraid of the giant wheel. You take ticket, enter there, and once it go up, it just puts you down. Everything comes out. Once one person got into it, and he told that operator, please get me out. He said, you have taken the ticket, till that time is over, you have to go around. Samsara chakra, that is what we say, chakra, the wheel, it goes round and round and round. Now you have to surrender to the operator. In Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse where Krishna says, Ishvara sarvabhutanam hirdeshe arjuna tishthati bhramayan sarvabhutani yantrarudhani mayaya tameva sharanam gaccha sarvabhavena bharat தத் பிரசாதாத் பராம் சாந்திம் ஸ்தானம் பிராப்ஸசி சாஸ்வதம். When you surrender to that inner operator, you attain peace, you become peaceful. He gives you peace. சர்வபாவேன, he says சர்வபாவேன, everything in life must be surrendered to him completely. Nothing is left out. Then you attain, then you get peace, shanti. And that shanti is atmanubhuti. And somewhere in letters, Bhagavan says, shantita atma, shantita jnanam, shantita mukti, shantita nirvana. This is Bhagavan's words. Bhagavan says, peace is the self, peace is jnana, peace is liberation, and peace is nirvana. It is yourself. It is not the peace that you get temporarily when the mind becomes quiet. Peace is the self. Self is not an object. The Upanishad says, shantoyam atma. Atma means shanti. Its very nature itself is peace. And that peace can be there even when thoughts are there. Once you have got it, you can have thoughts, you can work in the world, but it is not affected by the mind or by the action or by anything. It is incorruptible peace, unaffectable peace. So that Shanti is the self, Shanti is your real nature. That peace is your real nature. Bhagavan has such Mahavakyas. When somebody wanted to meditate, they asked Bhagavan, how should I meditate? Bhagavan said, meditation is your real nature. Somebody asked about Samadhi. There also Bhagavan said, Samadhi is your real nature. When you know who you are, you have Samadhi, which never, you can never lose that, because it is not a mental state. Tattvatma bodha evaih sarvashat trinapavakah prokta samadhi shabdena natu tushnim avasthitihi. Yoga Vasishtha, there is a verse which says, tattvajnana, to know the self, self-knowledge is samadhi. Sarva ashatrina pavakah. Desires are like dry grass which gets burnt in that knowledge. Prokta samadhi shabdena, and that jnana itself is said as really samadhi. There are many kind of samadhis. Trance. For some time you live in that state and come out. But this jnana samadhi is your very nature. In Bhagavad Gita Bhashya, Shankaracharya says, samadhi hi atma. Samadhi is not a verb. It is your self, it is noun, it is you. Samadhi hi atma. Once you know the self, you know that it is not affected by anything. Asango hi ayam purusha. Once you know that, you can move about in the world like the fish in the marsh. You can see the fish moving in the dirt in a pond. If you put your hand, you will have dirt. You will have that mud in your hand. But if you look at the fish, it moves inside it. But its body will be just shining. Not even a speck of dust will be there on its body. Like that, the jnani who knows that he is the Atman, he is the self, his detachment, his asanga is not mental. He's not simply by practice of detachment, he is not detached. He will be deeply involved. But nothing can enter into his being. He is like the jashanam ivatoyam. He is like the fish in water. Like the water droplets in a lotus leaf. So that asangatva is the nature of the self. That is why in talk somebody asks Bhagavan, should I not renounce everything? Bhagavan's answer is very mysterious, very peculiar. Nobody has answered like that. Bhagavan, should I not renounce everything? Bhagavan says, the self has already renounced everything. That is the answer. It's, what kind of answer is this? You ask, should I not renounce everything? And Bhagavan says, the self has already renounced everything. That means nothing is there in the self. Once you know the self, you know that nothing sticks to it. Let any film come in the screen, no movie can have any impact on the screen. The movie comes and goes. Let war happen, let rain come, let flood come, let fire come. Nothing touches the screen. So the real samyama, real yoga comes when you know that adhishtana, that substratum, that screen, which is your real nature. When you know that that is you, தன்னை உபாதி விட்டு ஓர்வது தான் ஈசன் தன்னை உணர்வதாம் உந்தீபர. பகவான் சேஸ் டு செப்பரேட் யூ ஃப்ரம் த உபாதி அண்ட் நோ. உபாதி மீன்ஸ் த லிமிடேஷன் ஆஃப் த பாடி, த லிமிடேஷன் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட், த லிமிடேஷன் ஆஃப் த ஈகோ. யூ ரிமூவ் எவ்ரிதிங், யூ டேக் எவ்ரிதிங். When you know what this I is, what is this nature of the I, find out what this I is, then you know that this I is not the body, not the mind, not the ego. It is the limitless, boundless being. And you know that and come back again to the limitation. The bubble goes back to the ocean. Suppose the bubble goes back to the ocean and comes back as the same bubble and knows that it is ocean. It is one with the ocean. And that is what Muruganar Swami said here. Bhagavan gave me that anaitum paranda arivai, arivenanai. He gave me that knowledge that I am the all-pervading intelligence, all-pervading awareness. And that recognition is not something which was done by simply by mind. The self recognizes itself by the self. As you don't need a lamp to see the lamp, you don't need another flame to recognize the flame. So too, this inner being which is self-effulgent, Swayam Prakasham, it reveals itself by its own intelligence. And that revelation sometimes happens in the presence of another enlightened center. Sometimes mere presence is enough. Many had got it in Bhagavan's presence. Of course, after recognition, somewhere they will get the knowledge also that what you have got is the truth. To own it. That they have to get. That Bhagavan himself in Aksharamanamala says, without any effort I got it. Now Arunachala, please tell me that this is the truth. So for that guru is necessary. What does the guru do? You got the experience. Bhagavan got the experience from Madurai itself. And why he was drawn to Thiruvannamalai? Somewhere Arunachala has spoken to him all the Vedanta Shastra, Mahavakyas, everything. Bhagavan says in Aksharamanamala, he says, Arunachala, you are yourself Tattvamasi. Achalane ayinum achabai tannil achalayam ammayadiradum achala uruvila shakti odungidavungum Arunachalam endrari சத்தியம் சித் சுகம் அன்றி பரவுயிர் சார் ஐக்கியம் அர்த்தவ தத்துவமசி அருண பொருளாம் அச்சலத்து அர்த்தம் கணமதுவாகும். செவ்வாடகவாருளியால் முக்தி நினைக்க அருள் அருணாச்சலம் உன்னிடவே. த மொமெண்ட் யூ சீ அருணாச்சலா, த மொமெண்ட் யூ ரிகலெக்ட் அருணாச்சலா, யூ ஹீ கிவ்ஸ் யூ லிபரேஷன். ஹவு? தத்துவமசி அருண பொருளாம். தட் வெரி மொமெண்ட் He gives you the upadesha that you are Brahman. You are the truth. You are not this body, this mind, this ego, this limited person. You are the limitless, boundless, infinite truth. Consciousness, Brahman, the Chaitanya. That Shiva is you. You are nothing but Shivam.
So when that recognition comes by that grace, by Master's words, a single word is enough. One great saint, Thayumanavar, said, my master came and just uttered one word. He didn't even say what that word is. He uttered one word, and when I saw everything effulgent. பார்த்த இடமெல்லாம் பரவெளியாய் தோன்ற ஓர் வார்த்தை சொல்ல வந்த மனுவே பராபரமே. That Lord appeared before me as my guru, opened his mouth and uttered a sacred word, and next moment, wherever I looked, I saw light. So that jnana was bestowed on Bhagavan by Arunachala, and that jnana is Arunachala Swarupa. That is why Bhagavan says Arunachala gave me his own state. See, who can declare like this? Bhagavan says tan padam yanak tandanan. He gave me his own state. This is Bhagavan's, what happened to Ramana Maharshi. If you want to hear from Bhagavan's own words, Bhagavan says, I was born as the son of Sundaramayyar and Alagammal, for as the result, as the fruit of long austerity that they performed. This is Bhagavan's words. Buvikkul pongidum purikkul punniyan chulikkul sundaran tavarku sundaran sadikki utpannanan. I was born there. For what? Arunachala made me take birth there so that jagattil tunburum padikki. Before I could get into the world to rescue those who fall into the samsara, the suffering, the misery of the world, to rescue them, when give them the light of self-knowledge, the lamp should be lit within them. For that, tan padam yanakku tandanan. Bhagavan says, Arunachala gave me his own state. That means, Bhagavan's devotees used to say, Ramana is moving Arunachala, and Arunachala is movementless, still, silent Ramana. There is no difference at all. The same being was moving about 54 years. There was no Ramana Maharshi, there was no person. It was only Arunachala Shiva. So Swami, now we will have a question. Bhagavan became one with Arunachala. And how can Bhagavan write Aksharamana Malai where he is identifying himself with a devotee? Yesterday we saw pleading. Kenjiyum vanjiyai konjamum irangile. Arunachala, I am pleading to you. I am crying to you. I am weeping to you. And you don't come down, you don't melt. You are not showing mercy to me. Please give me that assurance, freedom from fear. Please tell me, be fearless. That alone I want. Anjal endre arul Arunachala. Please tell me that. How can Bhagavan do that? Two explanations. One is, all the great saints, even after attainment, they have the footprints of their previous sadhana inside them. It is like one person getting to the upstairs through a staircase, and he just removes the staircase from that place. He can do that.
But generally, out of compassion, you leave the staircase there so that other people can come up. This is what the example given in Bhagavatam. So like that, the footprints of their previous sadhana becomes a staircase for us. In Bhagavan's life, where is that period when he was separate, when he was crying, when he was weeping? There was a small period. First he heard Arunachala. Somebody came to his house in Madurai, the place where he got enlightenment. If you go and see Buddha Gaya, the place where Buddha got enlightenment, there is a kind of charisma, there is a kind of divine romance behind it. But in Bhagavan's house, that is a very small house. Nothing like that. You cannot imagine that this is the place where Ramana Maharshi got enlightenment. You know, at that time, Bhagavan was living there for rent, not a house owned. And in that small house, there were 5 families. Inside that only, it's a very small bylane. There first he heard the name Arunachala. Somebody came and just put that name. That is enough. Arunachala. And you know, what can a name do? It is like taking a matchstick and striking and taking the fire, putting at a person who is already bathed in kerosene. It just flares up. Like that, taking that nama unconsciously. That person was not a guru. But he did the job of guru. Bhagavan says he was having something in the deep, a giant being was moving about like a whale. Somebody gave an example in Bhagavatam, it is there. A boy wanted to fish, so he used a small net to catch the fish. He put that net in the waters. Instead of fish, that net was caught by a big whale. And what happened? Instead of he taking the fish out, that pulled him inside. This is the example in Bhagavatam. Chitta badisham shanakair vyungte, says Bhagavatam. Badisham means to catch a fish, you put a small bait. So that bait, this name is like a bait. Bhagavan says, this name Arunachala is like a bait. It entered. Payar ninaittidave pidithu iluthanai. You just pulled me inside. I was no more. I just heard Arunachala and just recollected, not even chanted it outside. I simply, Arunachala? See, Bhagavan's whole life in talks, you can see Bhagavan never answers. He will only question. He will only question. If you ask Bhagavan some question, the answer will be another question. You can see it in talks. Even Mantra Diksha, Bhagavan questioned. The first thing which he got is Arunachalam. Bhagavan asked, Arunachalama? Arunachala? He asked. Next moment it's over. That 5-lettered word, that magic which pulled him inside. And the boy was, for the time being, he was no more. Finished. And after that, again he came out because that person gave, I don't know whether I can say that, a wrong information. It is Thiruvannamalai. It is Thiruvannamalai. Then he became normal because he thought Arunachala is not Tiruvannamalai, it is Brahman. The person who gave that name to Bhagavan said it is Tiruvannamalai, but Bhagavan wanted to reverse it. That is why he wrote Arunachala Panjaratnam and said it is not Tiruvannamalai, it is Brahman. You don't mistake it for a place. It is the place where there is no boundary. It is the place where there is no limitation. Shankaracharya also wrote a similar verse about Kashi. Shankaracharya said, you know what is Kashi? When the mind goes within and merges in the self, there is a peace, and that peace is Kashi. Once you know that Kashi, then only you know what is Kashi. Kashyambhi kashate Kashi, Kashi sarvaprakashika. Sakashi viditayena tena praptahi kashika. When you know that inner effulgence, then you know what is this outer Kashi. Like that Bhagavan said, if you know the inner Arunachala, you will come to know what is this outer Arunachala. So that person said it is Tiruvannamalai. For the time being, he came down. And then he started thinking about attaining it. It is not a conscious thinking, but there was a pain. For a few days perhaps, Bhagavan was carrying a tremendous pain. Perhaps Aksharamanamalai is the effect of that pain which he was carrying. Bhagavan used to say, there was tremendous yearning, pain within me. And my aunt used to ask me, what has happened to you? I used to say, headache. And she used to give him perhaps medicine or something else, some home remedy. He always used to say, headache. But there was a tremendous pain. And Bhagavan's idea about God was not Brahman or that Upanishadic truth. He said, my idea about God was only as imagined in Puranas, like Shiva, Vishnu, that's all. So when I was going to school, I was just expecting that suddenly God will descend from space. Shiva will appear before me, like that. So that pain, that period, alone Bhagavan reveals here, I am pleading to you, O Lord. Kinchiyum. And like a deceitful person, you are keeping away from me. Vanjiyay kunjamum irangile anjalendre arul Arunachala. So one explanation is, Bhagavan's, that period of viraha, he has put forth here. Another thing is, all Mahapurushas, they will write songs for us to sing. They will identify with the person, with the devotee, and give how we should pray. So that is for us. So in that state, Bhagavan has written this Aksharamanamalai. What has happened between him and Arunachala? In another way you can say, Swami Ramdas used to say, the river, even after reaching the ocean, merging with the ocean, continues to flow towards the ocean. Like that, even after attaining that, the full realization, bhakti continues. As long as the body exists, as long as the body is there, the devotion continues. For the sheer delight, joy of it, it continues. In Bhagavatam it says, Jnatva Svatmanam Bhajamam Bhakti Bhavatah. Uddhava, Krishna says, after knowing me through Jnana, Jnanena Svatmanam Jnatva Bhajamam Bhakti Bhavatah. Through Jnana you know me, and then with devotion, that same self, you are worshipping as God, loving as God. There is no difference. Madhusudana Saraswati says, Bhaktiartham kalpitam dvaitam. He says, Bhaktiartham kalpitam dvaitam advaitadapi sundaram. It's a beauty. Just for the sake of devotion, there is a kalpitam dvaitam, imaginary duality. It is not real. And it is so beautiful, sweet. There is a sweetness in it. It makes the person sweet. So that bhakti we see here, Bhagavan says, Kenjiyum Vanjiyai, Konjamum Irangilai Anjalendre Arul Arunachala. And in next verse, Bhagavan says, it is not befitting to you. You should not make me ask like this. You have to learn that from me. Because what Bhagavan did, he gave to everyone without asking. There was one doctor, Dr. Padmanabhan. He was a great devotee. He used to come visit Bhagavan often from Kerala, from Palakkad. So Kanagamma used to say, even from the well near old hall, with tears rolling from his eyes, he will sing looking at Bhagavan. Even I don't know whether Muruganar Swami directly sang before Bhagavan, but Kanagamma used to say, Dr. Ji used to sing, even entering ashram he will come singing. So he used to, there are very many beautiful songs written by him. In one song he says, Chippi edukka vanda en kayil nalla muttu kodutha natha. He says, I didn't imagine what I am going to get when I came to you. I was like a boy who went to the seashore to take a shell. But you know what I got? What I got was a precious pearl. I was not seeking the pearl. I was not seeking the gem. I was not seeking the jewel. I was seeking only an ordinary shell to play. But what I got was not at all imagined by me. Chippi edukka vanda en kayil nalla muttu kodutha natha. It must have come from deep experience. Otherwise, it is not possible to write it. See, they have enjoyed Bhagwan's presence like it. He was a doctor in Palakkad. He used to send young devotees to see Bhagwan. So once he sent one person to see Bhagwan, and after seeing Bhagwan, he went back. And when Dr. Ji looked at that devotee, there was so much joy and glow in his face. Because he has come back after seeing Bhagwan. So from that he wrote a song, Anna Malai Tanile Kiliye Anna Lai Kandayo Enna Muraitanayo Kiliye Eninda Utsaham Ananda Kutadum Kiliye. He's calling the devotee as a bird. It's a parrot. And he's asking that parrot, where are you coming from? Are you coming from Arunachala? I see there is joy in you. You are dancing. Your heart is dancing with delight. Did you see my master? Did you see my master, Guru? And what did he tell you? Did he breathe his being into you? Did he give the sacred Upadesha to you? Why I am seeing so much ananda, so much bliss in you? And starts describing Bhagavan like that. It's a beautiful song. In one song, he is speaking to Bhagavan. He says, Bhagavan, you came when you was only 16 years old and merged yourself in samadhi. Did you think at that time to own an ashram? Because people, when they start spiritual life itself, they start ashram. So seeing that, he is asking Bhagavan, Padinaru vayadinil balap paruvamathil bhaktiyil muluginaye ramana ashramam vendumendru andru ninaithanayo Arunachala ramana. In another song he says, you remained merged in samadhi, in Virupaksha cave, in Patala Lingam, everywhere. Did you imagine that so many devotees will come around you at that time? Adiyargal shoolvar endru andru ninaithanayo Arunachala ramana. So much of beauty, so much of spiritual joy, devotion is there in those songs. So I just remembered those songs, but pertinent song now for us is this: I came to just gather shells, but what I got is a precious jewel. So that is Bhagavan's nature. He didn't see whether a person is adhikari or not. If you are adhikari, you will get, that's all. You have to prove. You come, something happens, something you get. And the truth is revealed to you. So keladalikkumun kedil pugalai kedu seyadarul Arunachalam. In Bhagavan's case, Arunachala gave him that highest experience without Bhagavan wanting it. And Bhagavan says, that is your glory, that is your fame. You are well known for your power of giving without the devotee asking for it. Even if the devotee is not asking, you give, you pour forth. That is kedil pugal. Your name, which is not tarnished, don't create a bad name. Bhagavan is telling Arunachala, don't lose that good name, don't spoil that name. Because everyone says Arunachala will give without asking. Vallal. And now I am pleading, now I am beseeching, now I am weeping to you and you are not moving. This is not good for you. Keladalikkumun kedil pugalai kedishayadu arul Arunachalam. And you see, something must have transferred between Bhagavan and Arunachala. Suddenly Bhagavan comes back to himself. In the next song, you can see that in Aksharamana Malai. Next song, Bhagavan says, I should not find fault with you, Arunachala. You are like a most tasty fruit that is in my hand. I am keeping it in my own hand and seeking it here and there. Now I have to taste that fruit and get intoxicated. That ecstasy has to happen. That delight has to come. Kaiyinir kani un meirasam kondu vagaivari kola arul Arunachala. In Vedanta, the self is like the gooseberry in hand, what they said, hasta amalaka. But gooseberry is not amalaka. But that is what the old translations say. We put only amalaka in the hand. Amalaka is a fruit here. You will see small nelikam. Kai nelika, kai nilkani. So Bhagavan here uses only fruit. A small fruit which you can hold in your hand. Like that, you have the experience of the self always. You cannot be without the self experience. Sarvanubhuhu. The Upanishad says, Atman is experienced by all. Yes, sakshad aparokshad brahma. That Brahman or Atman is immediate, is always in the experience of all as their own self. In waking state, in dream state, in deep sleep state, in childhood, in youth, in old age, always, all the time, you have the experience of I am. Everything undergoes change. Balyadishvapi, jagradadishu, tatha, sarvasu, avastasvapi, vyavrittasu, anuvartamanam, aham, aham, iti antaspurantam sadam. Svatmanam prakatikaroti bhajadam yo mudraya bhadraya tasmai shri gurumurtaye namaidam shri dakshinamurtaye. Shankaracharya in Dakshinamurti Stotra, he says that Guru Dakshinamurti comes before you for what? to tell you that I within you, that aham aham aham, which remains changeless when the body undergoes change, when the mind undergoes change, when all the states come and go, behind that there is that screen, there is that changeless substratum, the base. Find out that I which remains changeless. This is our own experience. Everything undergoes change. Sometimes we feel distracted. Sometimes we feel quiet. Sometimes anger comes. Sometimes meditation comes. All these things come and go. But where are they coming and going? What is the screen in which they appear and disappear? How to find that screen? To whom? Bhagwan's way is to whom? And to me. And that I is always there. I know I exist. Somebody asked Bhagwan about God realization. Bhagwan said, we do not know whether God exists or not. But you are certain about your existence. It's undeniable. You know that you are there. Find out what it is. Find out what that I means. And a devotee says, Bhagwan, I know that I exist, but what of that? Nothing happens to me. That is it. That is the thing which Bhagwan says, Kayinir Kani. You have it, but you don't have the joy. Because you have not owned it, you have not experienced it. It is like keeping a glass in your nose. It is already there in your eyes. You are looking, tracing, seeking that glass through those glasses. That spectacle you are seeking through those glasses. And somebody comes and says, it is there in your eyes. Like that we are seeking for something, and who is the seeker? You meditate, and who is the meditator? When you sit in a dark room, you have the experience of I. That is the fruit. Fruit in hand. But that may rasam has not come. The delight of that truth has not come. You have to remain with it, look at it, abide in it. Tana irittal. To abide in that I. The ego is also I. And you can only hold to it. Bhagavan says, the mind has many states, but if you accept all those states, you cannot do inquiry. So first you accept that there is only one, that is the I. And try to hold on to it, find out where from it arises, what is its nature, what is its movement. And the wonder is, the most intimate experience we have ignored all the past lives. We have been interested about heaven, the other world, Mars, moon, inside the ocean, galaxy, Milky Way. About everything else, even about Ramana Maharshi, Bhagavan used to ask, some Ramakrishna Mission Swami came and he asked Bhagavan, Bhagavan, what is the experience of a jnani? Bhagavan asked him, who is asking this question? Is he a jnani? He said, no Swami, I am only an ajnani who is asking you. Then Bhagavan said, let the jnani look after his affairs. Now you find out who are you. Let the jnani take care of himself. Why are you bothered about the jnani? Why are you bothered about me? What will you get by knowing my life? Find out who you are. Whatever you will know, see, all biographies are only entertainment. Even autobiography cannot be real. Even if I write my own life, there will be bluffs in it, imaginations in it. Something, I cannot know what happened to me when I was only 2 years old. I have to ask my mother, my relatives. Even there is no authority. So anything about this me is only fiction. Many things that you imagine when you get some experience may not be real. It is your experience, but not real. That is why we say the only pramana is either the guru or the shruti. Upanishad. And what the master says must be what is revealed in the Upanishads. If not, not acceptable. That is the tradition. Because the truth cannot be new, it can be fresh. Somebody wanted to give credit to Bhagavan. One devotee said, Bhagavan, whatever you say, it looks very new, not told by the ancient sages. Then Bhagavan, you know what he said? He said, if they have not told, it will not come out of this mouth. So the truth can never be new. It can be fresh. Everyone, when he experiences, it is his. And you have to, Guru's experience will not do. Buddha's experience will not do. Shankaracharya's experience will not do. Bhagavan, Ramana Bhagavan's experience will not do. That is why Bhagavan said, let just forget about me. Find out who you are. Somebody wrote a biography of Bhagavan in Malayalam. You cannot imagine what he wrote. Because most of you who have come here must have read Bhagavan's life. He wrote, Ramana Maharshi was a householder. He had 4 children and one day suddenly he heard Arunachala and disappeared from Madurai and appeared in Thiruvannamalai. And took that biography and gave it to Bhagavan. Proofreading. And Bhagavan went through that manuscript and the only fault Bhagavan found was only spelling mistakes. He corrected the spelling mistake and sent it back to printing. The printer thought this could not be true because he also read it and something is wrong. He sent it back and again 2 or 3 times Bhagavan said it is okay, let him publish. Because he wants some money from it, let him get it. So after 3 times, it came back to Kunjaswami who knew Malayalam. He was shocked. When only he read it, he was shocked. He took it to Bhagavan and said, Bhagavan, all bluffs, all falsehoods, He has written, poi poi. Then you know what Bhagavan remarked. He said, do you say everything else is true? Everything else is real? He wrote what he thought is right. You also write what you think is right. Is there anything true? The self alone is real. That was Bhagavan's stand. Nothing else bothers, because everything, the whole world, is only a drama, only a fiction, only a film. Not at all bothered. Not at all affected. So, not paying attention to anything else, but to pay attention to that ever available truth which is shining forth within you as I am. It is the kayinil kani, it is the fruit that is in your hand, in the palm. You are holding it. Meirasam kundu, now you have to get the juice of it. Uvagai veri kola, uvagai veri means delight, ecstasy. See, this is a very important verse where Bhagavan says you have the experience of the self, but you do not have the impact of it. The impact of it should have, you should have in your mind, in your brain, in your ego, in your body, in your life, everywhere. Tad buddhayah, tad atmanah, tan nishtah, tad parayanah, gacchanti apunaravrittim, jnana nirdhuta kalmasha. In Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, tad buddhayah, your intellect should merge there, tad atmanah, your identity should merge there, tad buddhayas tad atmanah, tan nishtah, you should get established in it. Tatparayanaha, that should be your only goal. You have to abandon everything else. Gacchanti apunaravrittim, then no more you will come back to this cycle. This foolish wheel of life and death. Again going to school. Imagine what will happen. The greatest terror is that you have to go to nursery class from start from there and somehow escape and again come back to Ramanashram. We don't know whether it will happen, because school is something which can destroy, spoil everything. One school teacher came to Bhagavan. He was Bhagavan's former school teacher in Madurai. Later on he heard one of his students has become a great sage, so he wanted to have darshan, came to Bhagavan and prostrated and said, after looking at Bhagavan for some time, he asked, Swami, I have a doubt to ask. And you know what Bhagavan said? Afraid of your question, I ran away from Madurai. And now you come to Trivannamalai and frighten me with your question. So even Bhagavan was afraid of his school. Shankaracharya says about school, bhaja govindam bhaja govindam govindam bhaja mudhamate nahi nahi rakshati dukrinj karane. Dukrinj karane means school, that's all. It's not simply grammar, it means by hearting, writing exams. It's a crime. It spoils the child's life. So if you want to escape, see, I have heard a joke, just one child was getting for school, the mother was getting it ready, and one person was taking a goat for the butcher shop, and the goat was bleating. And this child asked his mother, why that small goat is weeping? Is it? They are going to take it to cut. Then said, that is all. I thought they are taking it for the school. So again we have to come back to this paal. Paalinil veeza thezhaiyai kaathun padathinil iruthi vaithanaye. Bhagavan said, again if I come back to this terrible torture of ignorance. Again, getting into all that nonsense. If I want to escape, there is only one door, a single door. If you enter there, it is a room without any boundary. It is a room without any wall. It is a chamber where you enter, you don't come back. The moment you enter, the door disappears, the wall through which you entered disappears, and there also you will see only that boundless space. In front is that limitless space, in the side, this side, that side, above, below, everyone you see nothing but the self. Atma purastad, atma pashad, atma dakshinatah, atmottaratah. The Upanishad says, atma pashad, behind is the Atman. Atma purastad, in front is the Atman. The right side is the Atman, left side is the Atman. Atmai vedam sarvam, sa evam pashyan, evam manvanah, evam vijanan. He looks at it like this, he thinks like this, he meditates like this. Atma ratihi, atma kridaha, atma mithunaha, atma anandaha. He has his delight, he has his sport, he has his life in the self, nothing else but the Atman. Sasvarad bhavati, he becomes the soul monarch, the emperor, because his empire he can never lose. Because nothing, no one else exists apart from him. The only way you can attain that state is only by knowing who is within you. Oru kudai nidarkove, says Bhagavan. It's sovereign. Sovereignty. Thana solvaadhu. Enna solvaadhu. Soul monarch. Single emperor. The whole thing becomes one, whole, purna. So, kayinir kani, the self is like the fruit in your hand. It is available to you as your own self, as your own awareness. You have to pay attention to it. Do atmavichara. If you fail to do atmavichara, lokavichara will come. That is Bhagavan's words. If you fail to do self-inquiry, thoughts about the world, thoughts about the other, thoughts will divide itself as I, he, you. When you inquire that state where the I does not arise, the you does not arise, the he does not arise, that delightful state, ni, non, arappuli, nidam, kalimayamai, nindridum, nilai, that state reveals itself within you. So that revelation, Bhagavan says, the delight of the fruit. Self is the fruit, and once you pay worship it with the waters of your devotion, of your mind, waters of your meditation. Shankaracharya says, it's like the spatika linga, the self is there. Shraddha nadi vimala chitta jalabhishekaihi nityam samadhi kusumaihi apunarbhavaya. You have to worship that inner linga with the water taken from the river of Shraddha. And vimala chitta jalabhishekaihi nityam samadhi kusumaihi. With that pure water of meditation you do abhishekam, and with the flowers of samadhi you do archana. With the flowers of samadhi you do archana, offering. Then apunar bhavaya, you no more take birth. You do not come again to this planet to complete your job. It is over. So that is what Bhagavan says here. Kayinir kani un meirasam kundu uvagai verikola arul arunachala. You are like the Hastamalaka, the fruit in one's hand. O Arunachala, please make me merge in it, take delight in it, experience its
nectarine taste and to merge in that state and to remain not as the body or the mind but as the self. So this song is one of the most important songs in Aksharamanamalai, because here Bhagavan puts a temporary end to the viraha. In the previous songs he was pleading to Arunachala as if he is somebody else, and here Bhagavan again comes back and says, Arunachala, you are within me, you are the inner self, you are in my heart, ever shining forth as I. I have been ignoring this simple experience. I was seeking for some imaginary experience, seeking for something outside, some God outside. Anything that comes is bound to disappear. Anything that appear will disappear. So that which is always there, constant, which has not appeared, which is ever there, eternally there within you as your own experience, the experience of your own existence as I am. You can deny everything else, but this you cannot deny. The I you cannot deny. In the waking, dream, deep sleep, all the states, it is the unchanging, constant element. Because the waking is mine, the dream is mine, and the deep sleep is mine. The I remains changeless, the ego undergoes change. But there is a constant element, an awareness which experiences, which allows all the states come and go in it. And that adhishtana, that substratum is the self, and that is Arunachala. The real Arunachala is the implied essence, implied meaning of aham, I. So outer Arunachala pushes your mind inward, makes it laser sharp, and makes it focus completely on the inner being. And once that light of attention falls, goes inward as a beam, all the vasanas will be burnt. That light, when it goes there, nijal padittagattin vin patiya nijal patiyumo, that shadows will all disappear. Arunachala Ashtakam Bhagavan says, when the splendorous light of the sun falls on a negative of a photograph, you cannot develop it as a photograph. Like that, when the light of the self falls on the inner vasanas, they will no more germinate. And once it goes inward to the source, there you see ocean of effulgent grace, arul oli kadal. This is Bhagavan's word. Bhagavan says, the I which is limited, which is petty, which wants everything for itself, which wants to own everything, when it looks at itself, when it pays attention to itself and goes deep into the heart and merges there, then there it finds itself one with the limitless ocean of effulgence. Arul Oli Kadal. This is Bhagavan's word. Arul Oli Kadale. And this process is over. கடல் எழும் எழிலியார் பொழி தரும் நீர்தான் கடல் நிலை அடைவரை தடை செயில் நில்லாது உடல் உயிர் உனில் எழும் உனை உரு வரையில் உரு பல வழிகளில் செல்லினும் நில்லாது.
This is Bhagavan's words. The water which arises from the ocean as a cloud, it falls as rain and again starts running towards the ocean. It will not stop till it reaches back the source. Like that, the body and the mind and the ego, which has risen from you, O Arunachala, it no force, no power in the world can stop it till it goes back to the source. Nothing can stop it. Bhagavan says, no power can come in between, because that is its nature. Its very swabhava, its character, its nature is to rush back to the source. It rushes back to the source until it merges and becomes one with that infinite being. Tadaishayil nillathu. Whatever way you put obstacle, at one time it will break that obstacle and go to that ocean. So that is how all these bubbles have come here, assembled here. Because they want to merge in the ocean of grace. But here, that ocean of grace is appearing as a hill. That is why Bhagavan says, Vanjiyadu. He is putting a vesha, a dress like a hill. But the moment you go near the hill disappears. And there is an ocean of effulgence and grace. It's not mere poetry. It's Bhagavan's experience. Bhagavan has put it like that. Arul oli kadal. So, we will continue tomorrow. This verse is very important. We are not seeking anything outside. What we are seeking is waiting for us from time immemorial within us. And when we are not bothered about it, it always happens like that. Father and mother is attached to son, but son after some period is not bothered about father and mother. And when he gets a child, that child gets attached to somebody else, he is attached to it. Like that, from this you can imagine about God also. He is bothered about us, but we are not bothered. So ultimately, he himself appears as the master and tells you, go back. Turn. Thirumbi aham thanai thiramakakkan kaan. Theriyumendranayan Arunachala. Bhagavan said, Arunachala appeared and told me, turn within. And pay attention to the I within, then that itself will reveal. From within it will reveal. We will see tomorrow. Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva. Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala. Eto mamatma bhavasi tvameva. ततो न वाच्यं मम किञ्चिदस्ति यथा तवेष्टं कुरु मां तथैव त्वाम् आत्मनाथं रमणं भजामि.